The Magi visit the Messiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so I too may go worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, Natalie, so much. We've just seen the events of that very first Christmas acted out in a brilliant nativity play. They are events that really happened in a real place at a real point in history. And yet so often at Christmas time, amidst the trees and the tinsel and the turkeys, we completely forget about all of that. And so for the next few minutes, we're just going to spend some time thinking about the reason for the season, because we have heard some pretty amazing things this morning. There was Mary. It's a picture coming up. Mary knew her baby was the Son of God. Joseph was told that Jesus was born to be the Savior. And the shepherds were excited because the baby was the Lord. All those people we've seen responded in different ways. And we're going to think about how we respond to Jesus, particularly this Christmas time, by thinking about the three people who were in that reading that we just heard. Three people who responded in three different ways to Jesus. And the first one of them is King Herod. Up you come, King Herod. We won't boo you this time, I don't think. Okay, how are you feeling, Herod?
I am not happy.
Still not happy. Okay, well, Herod was called King Herod. I like to call Herod the angry king. And he was the one, the wise men, or the magi, as it said in our reading, came to visit to ask where Jesus was born. Now, King Herod, why are you not happy?
How can a baby be king? Who's ever heard of something so stupid? Doesn't he know that I'm the king? I'm the one that the Romans put in charge. I get to decide what happens, not him. And what do those wise men know? They're not so wise if you ask me. I know what I'll do. Yes, that's a good idea. I'll have him killed. Then we'll see who's in charge.
Thank you, King Herod. You can see why I call King Herod the angry king. Not happy when King Herod heard about Jesus. And some people today are just like King Herod. When they hear that Jesus is king, they get angry. They're angry because they know if Jesus is king, well, then he's in charge and not them. I don't think this morning we have any actual kings or queens, princes or princesses, but we all like to be in charge. And when we hear that Jesus is in charge, sometimes we get angry, just like King Herod, the angry king. That's the first way you can respond, like King Herod. What about the second person? Where's my priest? Have I got the priest somewhere? The priests were uninterested. Thomas, you're there. These were the people that Herod sent. Whoa! Uninterested and not stare-conscious priests. King Herod went to ask the priests where Jesus had been born. Let's hear from Thomas, our uninterested priest. Oh, let me give you your page. There we go.
Herod interrupted me again today. He had another of his silly questions. He asked, where is God's king to be born? Of course I knew the answer, so I told him straight away. In Bethlehem, in Judea. Thankfully, he then let me get back to what I was doing, which was much more important. But I don't know what's happening in this town. Everyone is talking about some baby who's supposed to be the Messiah. Everyone's gone mad.
Thank you, Thomas. Some people were just like the priests in our reading. They weren't interested in Jesus at all. And you know what? Today, it's exactly the same. When some people hear about Jesus, they're just not bothered. They don't care at all. Sometimes they can be people who know a lot about Jesus, like the priests did. They can be people who come to church, particularly at Christmas, particularly at Easter, but then they forget about Jesus for the rest of the year. They know about God's King, but they don't know God's King. Or maybe some other people, they assume that Jesus is just irrelevant. He has nothing to do with their life. And so they just ignore him. They know nothing about him and they don't bother to get to know him any better. Well, whether these people know lots or know nothing, some people are just like the priests who are uninterested in Jesus. The angry king, the uninterested priests. Two ways we can respond to Jesus. But there's one more. Where's our worshipping wise man? Wow, a new exit. Get away from those stairs. They can be dangerous. Good, coming in the back way. Hang on. Brilliant. Worshipping wise men, why don't you tell us what you did?
When we saw the star, we knew we had to follow it. We knew it would lead us to God's King. I've got no idea how the star got us to where Jesus was, but I know God is the only one who could move heaven and earth to get us where he wanted me to be. And when we got there, we were so pleased. There he was, Emmanuel, God with us. We did the only thing we could. We worshipped him.
Thanks, wise man. When the wise men heard about Jesus, they went and they worshipped him. And you know what? Today, wise men and women, boys and girls, do exactly the same. They worship Jesus too. They worship him because they know that he's king. And they know that's a wonderful thing. They know that he's someone worth being interested in. And you know what? They're happy for him to be king, because they know that he is a brilliant king. In fact, he's even better in being in charge than we are. Even better at being in charge of our lives than we are. These people, the wise men, women, boys and girls, they know that deep down, when they're in charge, things just get a bit messy. And it's much better to have Jesus as king. So who are you most like as you hear about Jesus this morning? Are you an angry king or an uninterested priest or a worshipping wise man? If you're a worshipping wise man, praise God for moving heaven and earth to get you to where Jesus is. What a wonderful thing he's done in your life. Or maybe if you're more honest with yourselves, you're more like the priest, the uninterested priest. And you know that Jesus, he's sort of on the edge of your life a bit. But maybe this morning your interest has been pricked a bit. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you about two things you could do if that's you. A thing to read and something to come to. Or maybe you're not a worshipping wise man, maybe you're not an uninterested priest, but actually you find yourself in King Herod's shoes. But actually you are angry that Jesus is in charge. Well, if that's you, let me say again that having Jesus in charge of your life is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Personally, I know that things in my life go a lot better because he is calling the shots and not me. So why not make this Christmas time a time when you think about how you are responding to Jesus in your life? King Herod, the priests, the wise men, they show us the options. That would be a great thing to do this Christmas time. I'm going to lead us in a prayer asking for God's help as we do that together. I find it helps to put my hands together and to close my eyes when I pray. Why don't you join with me in doing that? Dear God, thank you for sending your Son to earth that very first Christmas time. Thank you that he came to be your king. Whether we're like Herod or the priests or the wise men, please, we pray, would you help us to worship Jesus this Christmas time, to be captivated by him, to be happy to have him in charge of our lives. And we ask this in his name. Amen.